100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day, until the day I die.com. I'm not dead yet, so let's go ahead and do this weekly challenge thing, where I post a topic, you come up with the stories, I glue them all together, and maybe there's some flies and little twigs and bits of hair in there. Don't eat it. Don't even touch it. Just listen. Listen to it. There's stories in there. Stories on the topic of building. So who built this podcast? You did. Jeffrey Fisher, Charlie LaCrosse, Richard, Serendipity, Lizzie Goodkoff, Zach Mann, Tom, Philip Norville, Joe Carroll, Danny Dwyer is back. We got Tura and bringing up the rear, Muncie. Although I say Anchorman. Oh yeah, Planet Z. Okay, maybe you say Anchorman. I don't know. You don't say save the best for last when it comes to Planet Z. I mean, come on, really? I should just give up on that joke. So, in other news, I'm down around 214, 215 on the treadmill. It's been a year of that thing. September 18th, last year is when it arrived. I started dieting September 1st, and so counts for what, 55 pounds? Because I started at 270, so way to go me. Let's see how I roller coaster and bring it all back. So everyone, bring the fried chicken to my place. Mashed potatoes, too. God, I miss potatoes and fries and burgers and all that crap. But, you know, that's what life is when you're pushing 46. I mean, that's nothing compared to this Gene Elston guy, the voice of the Astros who kicked it. You know, why, Gene never appeared on air anymore. Why couldn't it have been Milo Hamilton? I'm sick of when they roll him back out. And it's just, it's like, yeah, call the fucking game. I don't even listen on the radio anymore. I mean, although last night, oh God. Anyway, you don't give a shit about sports ball. Let's just keep going here. Let's get these stories out on the air. Jeffrey, are you ready? Are you ready? I guess you're both ready. Here we go.
Good morning, or afternoon, or evening. Or if it's the middle of the night, what the heck, good middle of the night to you. It's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 489 on the topic of building. I've got two stories for you. The first is called Earthquake. 8 floors up, the shaking was noticeable, if not alarming. Heads peeked out of offices and above cubicle walls to find out what was happening. West Coast natives knew the signs of an earthquake, but couldn't believe one might be happening in D.C., while East Coast natives searched for explanations. Mine was that a particularly obnoxious driver, stuck at the light down below, had a powerful stereo and wasn't afraid to use it. Fire alarms clanged, and everyone made the slow procession down the stairwells and out of the building. As we stood in the shadows of the skyscrapers, we wondered why it was safer to risk being hit by debris falling off facades than to remain inside. Still, outside, on a sunny, temperate afternoon, was not the worst place to be.
Shaking all over.
And my second story is called The Hideout. The building specs showed 9 floors above ground and 2 underground, which made the set of stairs heading down from the sub-basement and the locked door at the bottom all the more mysterious. Vic opened the lock with what Ellen was sure were illegal picks, and the pair crept through the doorway. Inside, the firm's top executives sat in plush armchairs, sipping drinks out of crystal goblets.
"Oh-ho, Jackson," one said. "We've been discovered."
The company CEO waved a decanter.
"Care to join us? We're enjoying a lovely glass of proletarian tears. Vintage 2013, if I'm not mistaken." the senior VP chimed in. An especially good year. We fired 20% of the workforce that year. Tears of fired employees taste the sweetest. And that's it for me this week. I will be back next week with more stories.
By now, if you are the least bit attentive, you will recognize one of the two robotic voices I use to record. Have a good week, everyone. The building was vacant a long time. Squatters had taken over, including a dozen meth zombies, heroin addicts, and retired circus clowns. The clowns were insidious, to such an extent that the addicts left, no longer able to handle the insanity, vulgar antics, and games of the clown posse. One of their favorite parlor games was to play Shoot 'Twixt Wind and Water. It involved a game between the male and female clowns. My shyness and the propriety of this forum prevents further description. The clowns also enjoyed demonstrating how to have one's corn ground, a popular game of the 1800s. Second, building a strong coalition of writers was her current goal. She put the word out using social media and via her blog. Soon, a dozen writers joined her stable of regular contributors. She helped them find venues for publishing, and lined up open mic nights for poets and writers to read their work. She had some rules. Some of them necessary, some frivolous. Writers had to submit all work in the Comic Sans font, avoid French-derived verbs, never write in the first or second person nor take any manner or stand on religious, political, artistic, or Second Amendment matters. Third, her build put the dime action structures of Buckminster Fuller to shame, built like a modular, fire clay, outdoor lavatory. She could sing and she could dance, but all she had to do was make herself available for dates, and her future was assured. She started dating a fellow that was very powerful and rich. Cranston was tired, and 40 years her senior. Lori let him kiss her if he used Lavoris and wiped his mouth. No tongue, no lingering. He could touch her on top, but not below. The old gent was grateful, and showered her with gifts and a generous prenup.
Hello. This is Richard, and I'm not sure how this is going to work because I'm recording this on my phone in a hotel room somewhere in the middle of somewhere else. So here we go. Here's my story based on the topic of building. William's life had always been miserable. He blamed his parents. How on earth could they have been so thoughtless? But maybe society in general was just as much at fault. Despite his misfortune, he made something of his life, leaving behind the torment of school days and setting up his own successful business. Even so, he was never really happy with his lot. Eventually, he concluded a change was necessary. He completed the paperwork, paid the fee, and left the registrar's office with a smile on his face. Hello, Bill Smith, and good riddance to the hated Bill Ding. I'm really sorry about that. So until next week, goodbye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. All my neighbors think I'm a DIY nut. She's always building, they say. Have you seen all the work she's done on that house? They do have a point. The place has changed considerably since when I first moved in. My first venture was filling in the cellar. That took some time, not what you'd call an overnight job, but some things you just can't rush. I've bricked up the odd fireplace and rebuilt some of the old plasterboard walls. My latest project is a new patio. Working on the foundations now. Just need a few more bodies.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. They say building your own house is an empowering experience. Buying your own lumber, your own nails, your own tools. Matt especially enjoyed his fuel-powered chainsaw with a groundbreaking design. It was absolutely amazing, and no one was allowed to touch it. Yes, the others got splinters stuck in their eyes, fingers hammered till they were black and blue, but the fun it was to saw those logs was unbeatable. However, when someone saws a hand off by mistake, that can be a bloody mess. In the waiting room of the hospital, Matt sighed. Good thing it wasn't my hand. And this was my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Have a great Sunday. Bye-bye.
This is Zach Mann. Have you seen the ghost? Asked the cleaning woman. No, but thanks for giving me something to think about before you leave me alone in the building for the rest of the night, replied the security officer. Someone died here, you know. Oh, I'm sure someone died everywhere by now, and every business in California big enough to have security is haunted because whoever leaves me alone for the remainder of the night always tells me they are. I have concluded that if any place I work has been haunted, the ghosts don't mind having someone around to call the fire department.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Building a Stronger America. Not. Some may argue that the 80s was the most eclectic decade of the pre-post-human era. For your consideration, I offer Talking Heads, hands down the best cover of Take Me to the River. More songs about buildings and food. It's sort of a anti-soundtrack to an anti-life. Even the cover art is way cool, in a sub-zero sense. Anything but a headshot, which is a joke, I guess, on you, if you weren't paying attention. Damn near wore the vinyl out on side two. Always love saying side two. Thank God for CDs. Once in a lifetime. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. And story two. We just did stuff. I lament the loss of building that this generation of Utes must endure. No opportunity for building tree houses. Or forest forts, if you prefer. The boomers had enough scrap lumber to build many small cities. Midnight requisitioning, frowned upon by parents, was tolerated by construction workers as long as you didn't get greedy. Our best structure was four stories. Granted, each floor was between 5 and 3 feet tall. Pretty cool. We never had a blueprint. We never had a drawing. We never had a plan. All we had was about 1,000 nails. Couldn't do that today. And there you have it for this week. Oh, if you have a few moments, click on the link in the show notes. It points at the Footnotes Podcast at footnote.lipson.com. I'm trying to keep the shows to about 5 minutes. Thank you much. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Oh. Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 489 with a prompt of building. So here's my story. I understand now that I tried to enter the self-publishing world backwards. I just went out there and released my book on Kindle and CreateSpace, expecting people to find it and buy it. I should have spent several months before the book launch building my platform. I'm already preparing my platform for a book I am just outlining. It's a nonfiction self-help book called Why You're Smarter Than the Next Guy and How You Can Profit by It. I'm starting a Facebook page for egocentric sociopaths looking for ways to develop passive income without working for it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer is back with Weekly Challenge 489, Building. What the hell am I building when I surround myself with negativity all the time? I gave up my practice to work for someone who calls me stupid because I'm losing my hearing. I have to agree, I am stupid. I'm stupid for following someone so negative who clearly has an anger problem, who has taken every shred of pride I used to have against me, and screams at the top of his lungs about how worthless I am. It's about time I question the people I call friends in my life, because quite frankly, they are tearing me down. And that's my entry for this week. Deal with it.
Tura Brazoino here with a story on the subject of building. You wish to visit the palace? No, sir. This great building is merely its gatehouse. But beware. Further on the road, you will come to a far greater building, bustling with seeming activity, and will take that to be the palace. But that is the second gatehouse, inhabited only by mechanical puppets. After that will be a third, vaster and more convincing still, and a fourth. You cannot reach the palace. The procession is endless. Some say that its architect waits at the end, but I think he is trapped there, waiting for the one who will unravel his magic.
Greetings, Starfish. Munzee here, calling you Starfish, which, let's face it, is adorable, and ready to regale you with another story, this one containing questionable life advice. Hey, ho, let's go. How to Build by Christopher Monroe. One piece at a time, focusing on the one, until a unified whole emerges. This is how to build a thing, whether a structure, work of art, or a life. One piece upon another, focusing on the piece at hand, trying not to worry what the next might bring. Trust each piece. Trust yourself. Your structure, your life, will emerge with time. Or make a detailed plan in advance, thinking things through and planning for any eventuality, then follow that plan. But I've never been able to do that, so one piece at a time it shall have to be. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. That's my week, my starfish. But worry not, because I will be back before you know. Sunday. I'll be back next Sunday. I guess technically you do know that, so yeah.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Some say that a church is just another building, but there's something special about a church. It's a community hub where families come together, or singles can find other like-minded singles. It's a place of sanctuary, especially for illegal immigrants. I mean undocumented workers, because I'm sure my paperwork is in here somewhere. It's somewhere to park, when you don't really trust the valet at the restaurant next door. And it's the last place where the cops will look for a hydroponic grow room. The pastor's glaucoma has gotten really bad this year, or so he says. Would a priest lie?
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of building. Let's wrap this one up like a deuce in the middle of the, well, it's actually morning now. next topic is adventure. So get your stories on. One a day until the day I die.com. Let folks know what you thought of their stories. There are very few comments on these weekly challenges. I don't give a shit if you tell me whether, oh, that was a great story by me during the week. But these folks, they don't have to be doing this. And you don't have to be listening either, but you do. So make that rainbow connection for lovers and dreamers and you, and frogs and pigs and weirdos and chickens. Thank you all for listening and being a part of this. And a little more thanks for those who just share a little bit of the love. And you don't have to tell all your friends and neighbors about this thing. I don't ask that. I don't beg for that. When awards come out, that's not my thing. It isn't. Marketing and all that, that's kind of cute, but whatever. And begging and pleading. And all I want you to do is just let the folks know. And that's it. So I'll see y'all next week. Until then, as always, keep it brief.